The Veterans Affairs Department continues to find rogue instances of data storage on unapproved systems in the cloud. Roger Baker is VA's Assistant Secretary in the Office of Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer and says VA will shut down the use of these unsecure systems. But Baker knows VA also has to find a solution to the growing need of making data accessible from anywhere. Because without that, the department's employees would have to find their own way to access that data, and that could violate privacy laws. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on the problem that the VA is facing and how they're trying to solve it. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So, Mr. Baker's main concern about using cloud storage outside VA?
So, in the most recent report to Congress on data breaches, which is required by law and VA does every month, Roger Baker found doctors stored more data of more than 1,000 VA patients on a tool called Yahoo Calendars. It's very similar to any of the online cloud-based systems that you can do email, you can do mail, you can do calendaring. This one was obviously Yahoo Calendars. And while it was password protected, it was shared by multiple doctors and it was outside the VA firewall. Baker says this is another example of the ongoing challenge VA is facing.
The main issue from my standpoint is that this is an issue we're going to continue to deal with going forward. The government by itself cannot keep up with Yahoo, Google, Apple, and others that are creating great applications for medical usage. We have to figure out how to embrace those and at the same time ensure that we're providing the privacy and health information protections that we're committed to doing. It's classic what makes my job tough and what keeps me up at night. This is a real good example. These are great tools for patient care, and right now, as the CIO, my position has to be you can't use them.
Now, this is the second time VA had to stop doctors from using these online sharing tools. Earlier this year, VA stopped employees in 8 facilities from using Google Docs. And we're not talking about doctors, but actually Google Documents, which is one of the most popular online storage tools. Baker says VA expects to find and shut down lesser-known or less popular tools like Yahoo Calendars many times over the next year. This is an ongoing problem because doctors want to reach out. They want to be able to get their data on their patients, whether they're at the VA hospital or the other hospital down the street or wherever they need to use it.
So what's VA doing to try to solve the problem? How's he going to make it stop?
Yeah, actually, he's not only got to make it stop, but he's got to make it work because Roger Baker realizes that this is a functionality that doctors need. So while there's a big security concern, he also understands he must figure out how to make it work, so we've got to balance the risk and the data access.
I know that Google has moved forward with FSMA certification of some of the stuff that they're doing, and so that's a possibility. The issue is that there are various levels of certification. You know, what they've achieved is a medium, and for the types of information we store, it would have to be a high certification. But you know, we look at, you know, is there a way to embrace the tool as it stands? Is there a way to bring the tool inside the VA firewall and control access to it a bit more and meet our requirements that way? The last thing that I will consider, frankly, is building a new tool. I just don't think that's something the government can succeed at when you think about the pace of innovation going on in the cloud versus what the government can do.
Now, Baker knows these applications are very popular, and so they must be available for use. Otherwise, like another large VA application, users will take their own initiative.
It's a very, very interesting thing that happened at VA 25 years ago that we need, or maybe 35 years ago, that we need to take as a cautionary tale. And that is that the way that Vista got going was that the central IT organization was holding back on implementing distributed and much more modern approaches to solving the IT issues. And so the Vista folks, what turned into Vista started with a group called the Underground Railroad at VA. And fundamentally, the users decided they had to have the tools that would let them do their jobs. And in effect, they developed it despite an IT organization that was holding back. Trust me, I have that as a cautionary tale in my head every time I think about cloud computing and the things that are going on with some of these sites, because the applications are very attractive to the end users. And as a bottom line, as the guy in charge of central IT at VA, if we don't figure out how to embrace them and how to provide them to our users will figure it out without us.
Now, VA has spent a lot of time and money to get that cybersecurity and privacy problem, all those issues fixed. So what did he say about VA improving this over the past year?
Well, Baker says VA has done actually a much better job over the past year. He points to several reasons why, but the biggest reason is a focus on protecting information from, you know, across the agency And actually, the employees are more willing, more readily reporting any possible data breach issues.
When you think about how huge the VA enterprise is, 300,000 employees, I think our calculation is that about 800,000 people a day show up to work in some way, shape, or form at the VA, whether they're volunteers, contractors, or employees. There's a lot of focus on protecting that information. Everybody gets training. As we mentioned, a lot of these things get raised up because somebody saw something they didn't think was right and they reported it. If you can encourage folks to report things that they see that might cause an issue in the future, you can start addressing those things.
Now, Baker says cybersecurity obviously is going to remain a top priority in 2011. He says VA will finish up its what he calls a medical device architecture, which is basically the architecture to secure medical devices which are on the VA's network. He's going to take the visibility of devices on VA's network beyond laptops and desktop computers to printers and other devices. This is to see the health and the traffic going in and out of those devices so you can see when there potentially is malware or other problems.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. So how will the continuing resolution and other budget cuts affect VA's ability to keep improving service and security and all these other initiatives?
Well, actually, VA's budget likely will drop by about $200 million overall in 2011. Now, obviously, this should Congress approve an omnibus with the current budget figures. If they don't approve one and we get a continuing resolution the whole year, it's hard to say what his budget will be. It could be at the 2010 levels. Now, Baker says VA has been planning for such a drop, and in fact, VA has spent less money the last two years than initially planned, partly because of its need to address project management problems.
We actually carried about $700 million over from 9 to 10. We had about the same carryover from 10 to 11. A lot of the reason for that is that our budget increased by $800 million between 9 and 10. So while our capacity went up during 10, you know, our budget went up substantially during 10 as well. But normally in the past, VA always spent all of its development budget. We did not spend $250 million of our development budget in 2010, specifically because we put the tight controls on.
Now, Baker obviously says he's not happy with the budget decreasing. I'm not sure anybody ever is. But understands that while every agency is facing tough times, you got to be a little more, you got to watch where you spend your money, and you realize that money's not going to flow like it once did. He still believes there's enough money at VA to make progress, not just with cybersecurity, but with several other initiatives, including the blue button, which is, you know, allows VA patients to get their data downloaded easily and take it with them to other doctors and other VA facilities. So there's a lot going on at VA. Cybersecurity is the top priority.
And that is Jason Miller from Federal News Radio with a complete report. Jason, sounds like the end of this is not there yet.
No, and I don't think it'll ever get to the end. I mean, I think any cybersecurity person will tell you, you know, we never get 100% cybersecurity, and we'll never be perfect because, well, we're all people.
Well, maybe they can get in under Microsoft's cloud deal that they have with agriculture.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see where they're taking it.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, and you can find this interview, and well as Jason's report, at federalnewsradio.com.